By day, Mohammed Hafez is an architect, but by night, the Syrian-American recreates the streets of his home country out of plaster and found objects. He says he wants to preserve the culture of a country that's been torn apart by civil war. WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke to Hafez during his recent exhibit reception at ArtSpace New Haven.
A musician plucks a traditional Middle Eastern oud as Mohammed Hafez stands before a sculpture of his hometown of Damascus. His sculpture is a 4-foot-long, 1-foot-tall streetscape with balconies, arches, and turrets that capture Syrian life in the little details, like the string of party lights that drapes above apartment balconies. Hafez points out a tiny cafe table and chairs to gallery visitor Susan Sawyer. He sat at cafes just like this.
And I would listen to people conversations. And oftentimes, you would have music just like this playing.
Hafez tears up as he talks about his sculpture, Unsettled Nostalgia, and listens to the musician play.
I don't know if you could tell, but he's already chewing me up with the music. And
he tells Sawyer how he remembers these scenes from his last visit to Syria in 2011, shortly before civil war erupted in July that year.
So this is my way of traveling in time. I can't go back home now, but what I could do is I could make myself a piece of home and walk through it.
He recorded sounds of Syrians on the streets with his iPhone. Then he sculpted scenes that brought those memories to life.
I came across my recordings and I discovered that I captured a moment of peace that is no longer existent.
This call to prayer was just one moment of peace Hafez recorded. A choir sings at the Great Mosque of Damascus, one of the biggest and oldest mosques in the world. Hafez says he plans to play this recording with a new installation he's working on. It's a destroyed street intersection. How many streets look in northern Syria now?
Thousands of years of heritage being blown up over news channels. That killed me.
Hafez says the peaceful sound contrasts with the scene of destruction. He uses plaster and parts of toasters and radios to raise awareness about Syria in his new home. He says it's his responsibility.
To share the stories, to show what is it so rich about the region and what is so devastating that somebody could risk all their family in a little float over the Mediterranean. And how bad does it need to get for somebody to risk the lives of their own kids on a little inflatable?
Hafez says he hopes his art will inspire people to welcome Syrian refugees to Connecticut. 10 refugee families have arrived in the state since the war began. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Mohammed Hafez's sculptures are on display at ArtSpace in New Haven until the end of the month. A disclosure, WSHU is a sponsor of ArtSpace's Citywide Open Studios.